We're starting from Pei Tes Amud Aleph from the first Mishnah. So the Mishnah says, "Omer Levanav Harini Shochet Es HaPesach Al Mi Sheyalam Yikem Rishon LiYerushalayim Kevan Shehichnes HaRishon Rosho VeRubo Zacha BeChelko Mezake Es Echavimo." So the Mishnah says the following case: let's say a father has multiple children, and he says to his children, "I'm going to shech the Karban Pesach in Yerushalayim on behalf of whichever one of you makes it to Yerushalayim first." So he basically makes it like some kind of like a relay race. Like, whichever one of you makes it to Yerushalayim first will participate in my Karban Pesach. So the Mishnah says, once the first brother gets his head and the majority of his body into Yerushalayim, he is zocheh on the Karban Pesach. And then he can go ahead and turn around and give those shares to his other brothers. So the Gemara infers, remember, this is the third time in 3 days that we've spoken about this. Shma mina yesh breira. The Gemara says this Mishnah seems to imply that we subscribe to the principle of breira, because presumably the time that the father shechts the carbon, he has no idea which one of his sons is going to make it to Yerushalayim first. So the Gemara says, no, it's not a raya. I'm Rabbi Yochanan kedei lezarzo b'mitzvos ka'amar. Rabbi Yochanan says, no, the father was just trying to get his kids more into the mitzvah. He wasn't, in other words, he never meant to say that only the first kid who makes it here is going to be part of the carbon. No, he never meant to say that. He was just trying to get them more excited about doing the mitzvah. And in fact, the Gemara says, "Dekanami dekatane umezake echavimo." In fact, it's actually meduyak like this. It actually sounds like that from the Mishnah, because the Mishnah says that the brother can then turn around and give the shares of the carbon to his other brother. So the Gemara says, "Iamar bishlama da amninu meikara shapir ella iamar delo amninu meikara levasar deshachem mika misminu v'hatna nimninu moshkin edemu menu adche yishachet shma amina." The Gemara says, in fact, it doesn't make any sense to say that the brother who made it to Yerushalayim can then turn around and give that share to all the other brothers, unless all the brothers were actually registered from beforehand. In other words, if the father was simply trying to get his kids, you know, excited about the mitzvah and trying to get the kids, you know, to come quickly, so then it makes sense. That means that all the brothers were actually registered for the karban. He just wanted to get them there faster. But if you were to take the Mishnah literally to mean that it's only the first brother who makes it there, so the question is then, what right do all the other brothers have to partake of the karban? The fact that we're allowing them to partake obviously means that all of them were really signed up from the outset, because the halacha is, the Mishnah tells us that you can only sign up for the karban until the time that it's shechted. Once the karban shechted, you can't sign up. So obviously the Mishnah means the father really meant to sign all of his kids up. He just wanted to get the kids to come to Yerushalayim faster. And in fact, the Gemara corroborates this. The Gemara says, "Tanya nami hachi, maise v'kadmu banos levanim, v'nimtza banos rizos uvanim shval." And the Braisa says that one time a father had multiple children, sons and daughters, and again he was trying to get his kids to come to Yerushalayim quickly, and just happened to be the daughters got there faster than the sons did. Again, it wasn't to say that it was only the daughters who were going to participate in the karban. It just meant that because the daughter, in other words, the father was trying to get his kids to, kind of get to Yerushalayim faster. Okay. Then the Mishnah says, "La'olam nimnin alav ad shiyah bo kezayis l'chol echad v'yechad." So the Mishnah tells us that you can register as many people as you want for a karban, with the caveat that each person is able to eat at least a kezayis of the karban. "Nimnin u'moshchin es yedan mimenu ad shiyishachit, Rabbi Shimon omer ad shiyizrok es adam." The Mishnah presents a machlokes about until what stage does the person have the right to back out of that group. So according to the Tanakhama, you can back out until the time of Shechita. Once the carbon is shechted, then you're stuck in that Chabura. Whereas according to Rav Shimon, you can back out until the time of Zrikas Adam. So the Gemara asks, "My Kamash Malan, what's the Chiddush of the Mishnah? Ha Kamash Malan, the Afa Gav the Imle Alav Chavura Zo, Choseres Enin Alav Chavura Acheres." The Chiddush of the Mishnah is, this is actually a Machlokas in the Gemara later on, between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim, about whether a person has the ability, in other words, whether an entire Chabura can back out and go join a new one. According to Rabbi Yehuda, you can never have a scenario where